Now that most Northland birds have retreated south for the winter, chickadees are an even more welcome sight than they were all summer and fall. During a long winter, chickadees are one of the few links we have with sanity and good cheer. But even as more colorful birds return in spring and the chickadee becomes less conspicuous, it will still be one of my favorite creatures. Chickadees have many different vocalizations. The chickadee-dee-dee call is a flocking vocalization, apparently usually given by a bird that has become temporarily separated from its group. Chickadees have many territorial calls in their flocks, which a dominant bird uses to warn an underling to keep its distance. Chickadees also have an "I'm out of here" call that they give as they move on to a new spot. My favorite vocalization of chickadees is their spring song. This is given year-round, but with the fewest songs given in fall and early winter. There's some evidence that both members of a pair occasionally sing back and forth, and other evidence that the song isn't so much used as a territorial device, but as a courtship ritual for sealing the pair bond. But the fact that chickadees do so often answer the song back and forth when a person imitates the whistle indicates that there may be some elements of territoriality to it. Humans aren't bright enough quite to really understand what chickadees are saying, and so ornithologists will continue to work on the mysteries of their language for centuries to come. As winter and spring advance, so will the romantic inclinations of chickadees. They're discreet and treasure their privacy, unlike cowbirds or ring-billed gulls, which are often caught in the act of lovemaking right on people's front lawns. The come-hither look in a chickadee is a full-body display. Either the male or the female suddenly begins delicately fluttering its wings and tail, and then they retreat to a hidden branch for the act of creating new little chickadees. As with their winter sleeping quarters, chickadees excavate their own nest hole. The ones I've found have all been in the trunks of rotted trees, usually birches, but once a box elder. Many are below eye level. The way you locate a nest is to watch for a chickadee carrying wood chips in its beak and retrace its flight path to its nearby home. Sometimes chickadees dig out two or three holes before finding exactly the right place to raise their 6 to 8 babies, so it takes time and patience to find the real nest site. If you put your hand near an occupied nest hole, the chickadee within will often hiss at you like a snake. Chickadees stop by feeders throughout the summer, but far less frequently than they do in winter. A balanced diet to a chickadee is something achieved over a year's time. In summer, they concentrate on protein, which they get from insects and spider. In fall, they get their vitamins from wild fruits. And now, as winter approaches, they're getting their carbohydrates and fats from suet, birdseed, and the seeds of conifers, birches, and weeds, along with a little protein from insect pupae in the crevices of trees and shrubs. Chickadees have been recorded living as long as 12.5 years in the wild, but never once have they been reported worrying about cholesterol. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.